Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This week, the CEO of General Electric announced that all new hires, whether or not they're working specifically in tech, will be required to know how to code, another sign that modern literacy means facility with Java, C++, or other computer programming languages. New York public schools are introducing mandatory computer science classes to their curricula. Here's an irresistibly upbeat story now from Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, in coal country. With 40% fewer jobs than in 2012, coal miners are seeking out second jobs to support their families, and many have turned to coding, disproving those like Michael Bloomberg, who claimed you're not going to teach a coal miner to code. Amanda Locker knows how wrong that is. She's a co-founder of Mind Minds, a free computer coding training program. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What's the most interesting thing a coal miner has said to you about the difference between mining and coding?
You know, I think it's the difference between being able to, in the mine, you're paid from your neck down. They weren't supposed to be, you know, making decisions. Whereas with this, they have to make decisions every minute that don't have a framework for making those decisions. You fail 1,000 times a day when writing code. And if you fail even once in the mine, there's a good chance somebody's getting hurt.
You're a free training program. What do? Just pass the collection plate every week when you have classes?
Well, we're really lucky because the tech industry pays really well. So both my husband and I were working full-time in Chicago when we got started. And then we heard that the coal mines were starting to lay off. So we were able to self-fund. Since then, we've quit our full-time jobs and we're doing this. So we do take donations. There are lots of different kind of grant programs available that we've been told we need to start looking into. But really, we're more the type of people where it's like, well, let's just get started. Let's have some results. Let's show people what can be done. And then we'll kind of figure out the funding later. The worst business plan ever, right?
So wait a minute. I'm burying the headline here. You ditched two good jobs in Chicago to come to Waynesburg to set up a free retraining program for workers?
We did, yeah. We're living off savings. Mind Minds is a not-for-profit, but we also run a for-profit consultancy where we've ended up hiring the students as they graduate. We hire them, and then we can do some consulting work.
And in the energy business, where really disruptive changes are taking place, particularly in coal mining, how interested are miners in becoming computer programmers?
It seems to be something that people are pretty interested in, especially sort of your younger generations. They've grown up with Facebook and Google, and so they're aware of, you know, all the things that code can do. So I think that makes them really interested. Some of the older people are a little bit less interested. They just don't know enough about it to get started until they get introduced to us, and then we kind of help them in that direction.
So how has that experience gone with someone who maybe is too old to learn new tricks?
I don't think anybody's really too old. It's just kind of convincing them to get over their own fear. It's gone pretty well, actually. Our first class, we had a range of 16-year-olds to all the way up to 50-year-olds. So there was no difference in the output there.
And what is it about Waynesburg that makes your community, you know, perfect for this kind of venture that you've co-founded?
It's really easy to say, you know, the founders have everything to do with the project, but it's not at all true. So get together for class in a library or a fire hall or the union hall. Without the community, this couldn't have possibly happened. There's a lot of people who are being laid off from work and really interested in a new opportunity and trying to diversify the economic drivers. So, you know, it's the people.
And the message from the community is, look, we aren't going to be hopeless. We aren't going to just accept the fact that things are changing and be left behind. We're going to seek new opportunities and look for them wherever we can find them. And sure enough, we have the resources here in our community to do exactly that.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly. I mean, there are people being laid off in drones and they have to look for other options. You know, they could easily just give up and accept some sort of government help. But that's kind of not who they are. They're hardworking people. I think, you know, coming in and offering this for free, people were a little bit skeptical and a little bit just blown away by the idea that that could happen. But after they got past that, it's like, yeah, why wouldn't we be working until 2 a.m. writing code?
And so then the job market, how does the job market find Waynesburg and really see what a unique community and what a unique potential workforce this is?
Yeah. So, I mean, that was one of our first concerns. We came in to give people skills, not really knowing where the job market would lead. But I have a bunch of friends in the industry who are coming at me saying, okay, well, when can we start using your team? Especially the local market is much better than we thought as well. We had local business people come to us and say, well, we can't really do anything with code because it's $250,000 to build a website. We just can't afford that for a small business. It was really fun to go back to them and say, well, what if we could do it for a whole lot less? And, you know, for just a few $1,000s, we can build an app or a website to help a local business grow. But at this point, most of our clients are local. You know, it's hilarious. People keep saying, oh, you're doing such a great thing. Not really. Like, we're having a great time. We work for ourselves. We're having a blast. We're helping people. It's not like work. We're having fun and it's just working out.
That's amazing. Speaks volumes. Amanda Locker, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amanda Locker is co-founder of Mind Minds, a free computer coding training program in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania.